And if somebody leaves a lot of money around the table or in the door unlocked, you'd say he's mighty what?
Callous.
And if there's nothing really wrong with somebody in your family, you know, but maybe she does things that are sort of not quite what you know what you'd expect. You'd say she's kind of what?
I'd go back over that again.
Well, now, if there was somebody in your family who, maybe your aunt or something, who didn't, you know, didn't do things quite like other people would do them, you'd say she's kind of...
off?
And what's another word? Would you use the word queer there? She's kind of queer.
Well, yeah. You said queer.
And what does that mean?
Not crazy, not sane and not insane in between. I mean, you just, you know, some people awkward, we say, you do things obvious from what I would do them. And it's just a queer person.
So,
in action also.
Well, now, has that word changed meaning in the last few years?
No, they still say queer.
Does it make it mean anything else? How would you use the word
queer? They call a person queer now. You just a queer person. And that falls in sex. They call them queer.
So how would you use it there?
That's a queer person, and it someone's always queer. That means he's different. And if you know the person, you know what they mean. If it's in doing something different, if it's in sex, you know, whatever.
All right. Now, if somebody might make up his mind and nothing can make him change it, you know, you say he's mighty.
Steadfast.
Well, you know, if you were arguing with somebody and they said, well, I don't care what you say, if you knew you were right, you know, you'd say, well,
you're wrong.
Well, if he said, well, I don't care, I'm not going to listen to you, I've decided, he'd be a mighty, what kind of person?
Stable.
Is that what you'd say to the person that wouldn't change his mind? If your children wouldn't do what you said.
Obedience. Disobedience, that's what you're trying to get.
Well, this would be like if a man is real sure of his own ways and he never wants to change anything, you'd say, don't be so, what to him?
Sure. Set in your own ways.
Yeah. And there's another way of saying set.
Sit in your own ways. No.
All right. Well, if somebody can't joke with somebody without him losing his temper, you'd say he's mighty what?
A temperament?
Is that what you'd say?
Temperamental.
Well, if I tried to play a practical joke on somebody, you know, and he just got mad and started yelling, whenever anybody did something like that, you'd say, well, he's just...
It's still temperamental, isn't it?
Is there another word?
High-tempered.
What about would you ever say he was touchy?
Yeah, it's touchy, that could be. Or that, yeah, you could just say something to somebody else and not even joke with him. And if he heard it, he jumped to a conclusion that he's still touchy. That's touchy.
All right. And if what would happen if somebody's, you did something they didn't like, you'd say, well, he got awfully...
mad at